A lot of people walk around in the game of entrepreneurship with such a low level of belief. You know, they see it, but they're also always wondering if it can happen for them. You know, maybe they're in a space where they're spending a lot of money to join this, to buy this, to, you know, because somebody said invest in yourself, like you said in the beginning, right? And you and I know that there's no way around it. You know, every dime you spend along the journey is just investment. That's all it is, because it's going to pay off if you never quit, right? Where do you, where's the balance? Well, if somebody is coming into this game, they're not crazy like you and I. They don't think the world is going to disappear. They just have a regular job, right? Right? And they're coming and they want a taste of this lifestyle. They want to be able to travel the world. They want to make millions of dollars, right? And, but they have limited resources. We all have limited resources, right?
Right.
So they're wondering what is exactly the proper resource allocation? Where do I put my money? Where's the balance? Because you could have the money in your hands, but you have that belief system also. It goes up and then it goes low. You know, I was reading something on Facebook just not too long ago. Somebody said, motivation doesn't stay there or something like that. Like, it doesn't last, right? And the person said, yes, bathing doesn't last either. You have to do it every day, right? Where's the balance when you have limited resources and it's not like becoming successful is not an exact science, right?
Yes.
Where's the balance?
And it's an excellent question. I would reframe it and never believe that I have limited resources, because then you're going to attract limited resources.
Mm.
And the real estate, the real gold is what's in between your ears. It's the ideas. Your ideas are real estate. You know what I mean? So if you think that if you just reframe it to believing in the infinite possibilities, you know what I mean? Because you're just one idea away from, you know, wherever you want to be, you know what I mean? It's just one idea away of implementing. Hmm. And you just realize there's infinite possibilities in every second.
Oh, hold that thought. I'm sorry. Hold that thought. Wait, that's the first time I will ever hear it that way, by the way, because I always teach people that, and I want to correct it henceforth, or at least put it in proper context. Okay. I'm saying that from reality. You know, I'm an engineer. You know, you have a certain amount of budget. You say that, right? But then once you start, when you let your mind go a little bit, you realize that there's so much more than just amount you have, which is the whole idea of, for example, in real estate, other people's money, other people's resources is unlimited in the real reality, because perception becomes reality, right? I just wanted to inject that in there, but that's crazy. Thank you so much for that, because the first time I would hear it that way. That's crazy.
Because oftentimes people, they see us, you know, as leaders like you and I, Ola, or other, you know, very successful entrepreneurs. But what makes them successful is invisible. It's just their train of thinking, seeing things from a different perspective and realizing that you have full authority to choose beliefs that are going to serve you, because it's the invisible that creates the material. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you want to, you know, change, you know, and reshape your business and have a lot of success, start realizing, you know, model successful people and, you know, restructure your own belief system based on what resonates, you know, with you, but choose beliefs that are going to serve you, you know, because from an unconscious level, you know, that's what's really in direct communication with, you know, law of attraction or universe and what you're manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing, but I also understand money. Most people don't have a lot of money to invest, and we all started at the same ground floor. The good news is money doesn't determine your success.
Mm-hmm.
It's the activities and the results that you get, and you can get results without a lot to money. You just got to be willing to do the things that are required to get the results that most people usually aren't willing to do, which just look at going to a gym. Everyone wants to get buff and have that 6 or 8 pack, but how many people are going to stick to that, you know, diet and exercising maybe 2-3 times a week? How many people will do that a year out of 100 people? Like, you know, probably a handful, you know what I mean?
Not a lot.
So there are disciplines that you do that give you ultimately that slight edge, you know, and just that advantage over things you do. It increases your skill set. It increases your ability to solve, you know, to solve problems. And if you're willing to solve problems fast,
instead
of lingering on them, and like one thing in your life, you know, holds you up for 30 days because you don't know what to decide, you got to learn to like make decisions. And figure out problems. And the faster that you can do that, probably the closer you're going to get to your goals. And I see most people who fail, they think they need to ask somebody for an answer. Like, like for example, I want to ask my mentor or whoever I bought this product from, I need to ask them. When you can go to Google and figure out that on your own, because if you're getting caught up over a silly little question that you can find on your own and you're asking people for it, what's the likelihood of you being a successful entrepreneur where you're going to have to solve problems that are, you know, real deal that are going to affect other people? So it's like a responsibility that we gain as well. You know, the more
I have to kind of remind people that, you know, successful entrepreneurs are weird and crazy and not necessarily normal people. And if you want to make the kind of like, you know, abnormal type of money or create abnormal type of results, in other words, AKA, non-average type of results, then you're going to have to kind of like choose how you believe, your belief system and things like that. It's very true, because I noticed that people that fail or maybe give up too soon, not necessarily too early, but too soon, you know, I noticed that it's because they got to a point, they stopped solving problems. You know, for me, when I see an obstacle or challenge, my normal brain says, all right, let's figure it out, right? And that's my normal self, you know, but a normal person would probably ask a guru, right? Which is why the population in church is ridiculous, or any religious setting, right? Because they're always asking, they're looking for something else, an out of body from themselves to ask, than to say, let's figure this out, you know? And figuring it out, sometimes there are gurus with agendas out there. They will have an answer for you because they're trying to, you know, they have their own agendas, right? They get you on their own agenda, right? And I'm thinking, like, if someone could just in any situation, whatever situation, since we now know that we have unlimited resources, we have unlimited possibilities, right? If we know that every obstacle is just that, it's supposed to make you stronger, you're supposed to get around it, right? If we know that already, we could just simply say, ask the first thing you ask a question. All right, this is an obstacle. How do we fix it? How do we get around it? As opposed to, oh, no, Justin must know something that I don't know. Let me go ask him, right? Because even going to Google, right, to do a search, is still you knowing that the power is at your fingertips. Let me go ask Google first. Right?
Yeah.
That's just the knowing of that.
And there's at least a dozen people who have solved your identical problem. So you can find the solution to anything ultimately using the internet. So know what you need to do and then don't get caught up on anything. There's like forums, you know, and a lot of times people get caught up on like their autoresponder or like ClickFunnels, and it's like, they have support Monday through Friday, you know. Yeah. ClickFunnels has chat support. They'll spend, you know, 24 hours with you, however much time you need to figure out whatever, you know, you need. So that's like half, you know, the battle is just solving problems.
Yeah.
But welcome it, you know, embrace it and don't let it stress you out. Some people, they get caught up on a problem and then all these other problems, and then they get overwhelmed because they just don't move forward and just leaning towards the problem and, you know, on a solution, which you can just walk through the problem, like, you know, effortlessly almost every time. And I realize some of the people I really look up to, you know, people like yourself and others who are very successful, they just ultimately solve more problems, and they just have a different perspective at looking at life and looking at things, you know, not looking at it from like, oh my God, it's a problem, but looking at it like, okay, here we go. You know,
that's something to deal with.
ready to swing the bat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, my friend, did you like that video? I just need a help from you. I just need help from you. Can you help me? It's just one click. Just click on that subscribe button right now. It should be under this video if you're on a mobile phone, or it should be towards your left if you're on a computer. Just click on the subscribe. It's just one click. Can you do me that favor? Actually, you will get notified every single time I release a valuable video like this. I will see you on the next one, and peace.